Blog Talk Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, word the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the witch, made his body shit. The high guy is 8-bit, the eyes smoke. Rap terror, four chrome and terror. Five by the Midlands, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy 6 to 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step kaboom, black suit filled the room. So it make it.
You are listening to the 30 plus WTF show. The Fabulika.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only.
Good evening, good evening. This is Malika, Brittany, and Bobby, and we are the 30 plus WTF show, where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, hey. How you doing?
Hey, lady. I am amazing. And yourself?
I am wondrous and great.
Wondrous.
And yeah, and spectacular right now. I was just thinking some different.
Well, you must share. Oh, okay, okay. Wondrous.
Oh,
I like that.
See, I like wondrous. It feels good. I had the day off. I've been hanging out and napping, and the sad thing is putting my summer clothes away. But I'm not going to be sad about it. So.
I know.
It's been a great day.
I hate putting my flip flops away. I love my flip flops. LA and me. I love my flip flops. I hate putting them away.
I do too.
Goodness gracious.
I do too. And I was looking at them today. They're still out because I can get to the car still. But I'm like, yeah, it's getting too cold for my flip flops.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
We're talking about summer footwear. And see, I'm the opposite on that. I've been waiting on this cold weather to not even like super cold, but just like 60, 70, what we've been experiencing the past few days. There was this meme on Facebook that said when people in Chicago feel like a little bit of breeze, and then it was a picture of Rick Ross in like a fur coat, a 3-piece suit, like a fur hat on. Like it's a lot of people in Chicago just waiting on that so we can layer up. I'm one of those Chicago area people where I love styling clothes, and so I love layering clothes. So I'm just waiting to just try something out as far as the style and styling clothes. So I'm very much so at home right now. I'm appreciating the 67 degree weather we've been getting. But I'm also a spring baby too. Are y'all summer babies?
I am.
Okay.
August 3rd.
See,
I'm a winter baby.
The summer. Oh.
But you spent a lot of you did a lot of traveling on the West Coast, right, Malika? So you probably just got real comfortable with that. Just waking up and everything, just quite right.
Yes. I got used to just grabbing the car keys, sliding on the flip flops, and go.
Right.
Here, I use the trunk of my car as a wardrobe because you never know. Sometimes it can start out as 90 and end as 50. So it's like I had shoes in the car, I had a little jacket always. Crazy.
Umbrella, a windbreaker, everything, right? Some boots.
Rain boots. It's nuts, man.
But that's one thing, you know, they say if you can make it in what, New York? If you can make it in Chicago, though, you can make it anywhere from a weather standpoint, because we go through all the seasons.
Right.
And
I believe
we get some humidity.
I truly, truly believe that.
Right.
For sure. It would be, when it's like 70 and breeze and sunny, and I love it. And then I'm like, it would be so many people here if it was like this all the time. You couldn't,
right.
You wouldn't be able to move. So
right.
That's why this 30 below is here, to you know, put some hair on your chest.
Right.
You know,
and it does. And it does.
I believe that. I believe our winters build character, because when you do move to a warm state that's warm all year round, I mean, we hit the ground running because we're so used to trying to get as much done before the cold hits. You know,
right,
so then
right.
When you hit a warm state, I mean, we're looking at everybody else like they're lazy because
exactly.
Right, we are hitting the ground. Like we got.
And we're used to working. We're used to working through
right.
Bad weather too. You know, it's
right.
Even the schools here.
Right.
You're not getting out of school, even in high school, for a little bit of snow. You know, not even a
right.
Not even like a you know, not even a medium sized snowfall. We weren't getting
no.
off of that. So I think,
right.
You know, we're willing to work in all weather.
Right. Right.
You know, what
that's
time
right.
You need us there, we'll be there. Whether it's rain. You know, we're comfortable with it all.
I spent some time in LA.
I don't think it's a willing.
It's
I
like
think
you don't
have
no choice.
Got to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's survival.
I spent some time in LA, literally.
Ain't no pay leave for work when it's snow. Got to get
no.
your butt there.
You got to be early, right? When I was in LA right. And it was drizzling and you would call people and you would be like, hey, am I still meeting you today? They'd be like, it's raining. In LA,
exactly.
Like, they don't go outside with the rains. And I was like, what?
And you was ready to get that money.
Right?
You was ready to get that money.
It's not fire.
Right?
What are y'all talking about? They were like, it's raining. You can't go out in this. I said, what is happening? It was crazy. So,
the car literally has to be
crazy.
Slipping all over the place. I can't
yeah.
be able to move an inch, and then I'll stay
slipping.
At home.
It has to be hydroplaning. Tonight,
right.
<you know? laughs> Like, wait a minute.
As long as I can move this darn car, we are going somewhere today. Period.
Yeah.
I saw people trying to dig out during that big snowstorm we had that one year. It was people trying to dig out to
early.
Get moving.
And then I was like, never mind, I can't get out. I like literally said, I can't walk. You can't see me, so I can't get my car out. So never. But other than that, no, we're not doing it.
I want to get
not.
A picture of that snowstorm. There was some really beautiful and surreal photos taken
yeah.
during that snowstorm. And I always wanted to get track down one of the photographers and just try to get one of the original prints, because it was just surreal. I mean,
yeah.
How much darn snow that was, especially that one on Lake Shore.
Yeah, that
you know,
was crazy.
Whoever had seen that Lake Shore photo, that was, I mean,
nuts.
I can't even describe. It was just snow everywhere. It wasn't even a road anymore. This wasn't even a thoroughway
no.
anymore.
Yeah.
It was just piles and piles of snow. It was
and cars.
Mm-hmm.
That was
mm-hmm.
it.
And cars covered. And I heard they had to have buses set up in different locations to be warming stations.
Yeah.
People were leaving their vehicles, getting into CTA buses to get warm. I mean, oof. Can you imagine being in that struggle?
No, I was at home in my bed. Like,
I was too, because I believe
people didn't believe
that
it was coming.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Where were you?
I was out in that vortex. I came home to visit, and I was going to see my grandmother downstate, and I got caught in that vortex because I didn't get the emergency announcement. They announced it while I was out. So yes,
oh, wow.
I was out in that vortex, and uh-uh. Yes, it builds character because. Yeah, I was carrying my suitcase. I was going to spend some time with her, so I had my luggage. I was going to catch the Amtrak to Southern Illinois, and I had to
uh-huh.
carry my suitcase on my head like a basket and get through that.
Wow.
And that cold was cutting through my skin like a knife. Oh, my Lord. It was horrible. That was the worst cold I ever felt in my life, but it was nothing you can do about it. You just had to get to where you had to get to. By
now, see, the big snowstorm,
necessary.
Those were two different events, though. One was the big snowfall, and one was the extreme cold. So, but those were two
I mean,
different things. You remember that?
But some of that
because one was
together.
That vortex.
Was, yeah.
The Lake Shore, I think, was another year, though, when Lake Shore got shut down because of the snow. And then I think 2 years after, a year after, whatever it was, when we had the extreme cold.
Yeah.
Because I remember that too. Because I remember taking pictures of the polar vortex. I was the only person, I guess me and Malika was the only people out. I was at the beach because I wanted to get some photos of it.
Right.
It was just ice. I mean, the whole lake was iced over. It was again that. And the what made me want to catch a surreal photo during the vortex was because of that snowfall from years before. And I was like, man, I want to get a picture like this myself. And so I went out there, and I regret it to this day because that cold was for real. I mean, it was cutting my face like it was a razor. It was that cold.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that.
I was indoors.
And I was like, somebody will send me a picture. Some crazy person.
Right.
Send me that picture so I can see it. See what I'm saying? Like,
Brittany had two socks on. She had the fuzzy socks on with the onesie on.
I do have a onesie with the feet.
I know. I already know.
I was in the house like, no.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
I don't know why we're talking
Brittany,
about
what
this
question?
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Right.
Brittany,
what
question you got for us today before we bring our awesome guests on?
I wanted to talk to y'all about the election a little bit. I mean, the debate. So my question was, and it's pertaining to the debate, don't y'all think, my first question was like, don't you think Trump should be, I don't think he's fit for president, but maybe he could be like a business consultant to who's ever doing stuff. And then I said, no, not Trump. Don't you think Trump's consultants could be some decent business consultants to the government? Maybe they would have some different insight on stuff. Because I don't think he should be president because he's not very diplomatic. And I really don't think those type of people should be in the public eye for the whole world to see. He's not one of those people. So let me just say it like that. So don't you think that his business consultants could be some assistance to the American government? That's my question.
Bobby.
I think we can always use business minded folks, people with business acumen and in office. I think that would help. I think as far as Trump, it's just if you believe government, you know, one of their biggest roles is to build consensus among people with different opinions and people who represent constituencies with different opinions. If you believe that is the main function of a president, is kind of to facilitate that, then Trump is probably not the guy to do that because, you know, from all accounts, what it seems like he's interested in doing is just this is what we need to do. I don't really care how you feel or what you think about the matter. If you agree with me, great, you can join me, but this is what we need, this is what the country needs, and this is what I'll do as president, this is what I'll force through. So I don't know, and I feel like maybe that's just his campaign stance, maybe that's just a way that's what he needed to do during the primaries to just make sure he had his base riled up and secure. And maybe gets in office and he is willing to build consensus and build these bridges and be more diplomatic and listen to others. But he certainly hasn't shown that side on the campaign trail. So so I don't know if I could trust that he's going to just automatically change. But who knows? I mean, some people have said that Donald Trump is, I mean, he's a man of the moment, that he's really not interested even in the positions that he's been, you know, heralding throughout this campaign, but that he says whatever he needs to say in the moment to kind of accomplish whatever the objective is at the moment. And during the primaries, what he wanted to do is make sure he grabbed a hold of you know, the majority of the Republicans, the people that identify with the Republican Party or conservatism, he knew he needed to rally that base and to secure them. And now he's in the general part of the campaign phase, and people are saying, I haven't been watching him much, I'm going to be honest, because I'm kind of turned off, you know, from just all the national election stuff. But
yeah,
people have said that he's tried to change his tone. I'll kind of kick that back to y'all and see what y'all think. But people said he's trying to kind of speak towards the middle now and try to get some of those independents. And he's even been rolling back some of his statements that he's made. So what have y'all seen? I don't know if you've noticed that.
I was really disturbed by the debates. I wasn't shocked, but I mean, he pretty much told on himself. It was very telling.
What?
I feel like Hillary is pretty much running against herself. She's the only one that's really qualified to take the position, to handle the position. But Trump has, you know, there was a time years ago I thought he was like this great businessman, but now that more of his skeletons are coming out, not in his personal life, but it's how he handles business, is frightening to me. So when Hillary was coming at him about his taxes, And she said, how come we haven't seen your tax returns? And he said, because I'm smart. How come you haven't paid any taxes? Because I'm smart. So he's cheated the government out of millions, close to $1 billion in taxes, whereas IRS goes after the little people for 10 grand, you know, and that money is to help
me for
$1,000. It's to help the city. Yeah. It's to help build bridges, and you know, it's to help the people in your city, in your state, and he's gotten away with not paying a dime. So and he calls that being smart. Yes, I would love to know his secret around getting around the IRS. Yes, I would love to know that. But that speaks volumes about him, and that, you know, the little people have been stalked by the IRS, you know, to pay money that they barely even have.
He has not paid over $600 million in taxes in 1 year.
That's insane.
He didn't pay $615 million in taxes. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
And literally the IRS sent me a bill like, you didn't pay this, you were wrong, and you owe us $1,500. I was like, for real? For real? And we want it right now. I said, really? Wow.
And a lot of times, too, these different municipalities, governments, or whatnot already give a lot of tax benefits to businesses. And so I think, you know, Trump has benefited from those tax breaks that were legal tax breaks in most cases. But the way he characterized it, obviously, is saying, hey, you know, nana, nana, boo, I got over on y'all. That's not obviously the right way to go about it. As we're all struggling, right? Because the bottom half, you know, the country is struggling and has to meet those tax demands as well as other financial demands. What I will say as far as both candidates is that no matter what community you identify, make sure that these candidates are kind of forced to talk to issues that are near and dear to those communities that you identify with. You know, African-American community being one that I identify with. I want to make sure that, you know, whether it's Hillary, whether Hillary's in office or whether Trump is in office, that that they're doing things that benefit our community. I think the Jewish community is a community that does that really well. I can't remember what, I don't know if it was a, it wasn't a convention, but it's a big, special interest groups when it comes to kind of Jewish interests in the country. It was, I want to say it was in New York, and they both spoke at that event. Trump spoke at it and Hillary spoke at it. But that in itself just shows you how they've positioned themselves in this country and the influence they have over the political process, which is a good thing. But both Hillary and Trump spoke at that event, and so they basically, this is such a powerful kind of Jewish group that an organization that they said, hey, we both have to speak at this event to try to get you know, the endorsement or the support of this group. And that's what I hope at some point the African American community can obtain, is that type of respect that, look, no matter who the president is, y'all have to answer to the needs of our community, and we're going to make sure that we continue to advocate and continue to influence this process to benefit our community as much as possible. I love that, you know, because at the end of the day, these are just conveners, as I've been told once by Pastor Brazier on the south side of Chicago. He told me, you know, these elected officials, they're conveners. They're not stakeholders. They'll be here one day and gone the next. So we want to make sure who's ever in office that they're answering to the needs of the community. And I just love that way of thinking of it.
Okay. I don't think Donald Trump is going to answer to the needs of the community.
if you're powerful enough, he will have no choice. And that shows in the Jewish community, because I guarantee they all been to the Jewish community. I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm just saying that's a perfect example.
No.
Look at they all been to the Jewish community, period. They listen, and they don't, you know, they're so pro-Israel, they won't even darn near mention Palestine. And again, I'm not saying anything, this is bad or good. I'm just saying it's the reality that everybody bends to the interests of the Jewish community because they have established a power in this country, and that's what every marginalized group needs. You know, people that no matter who's in office, you will answer to us. Now, as African Americans, you may be right, Malika. You may, you know, we don't have that power structure that we all can count on and that we support. And so, yeah, maybe a Trump or a Hillary, to be honest, does not, at the end of the day, have to answer to our community. Even Obama really didn't. I mean, he spoke to some of these issues, but even during his campaign trail, he didn't really talk about African American issues. If anything, he stayed away from it because he wanted to be more of a unifying figure, especially as a biracial candidate, which I think he really identified with having, you know, Caucasian grandmother and grandparents and mother who raised them. So, you know, yeah, it is our reality, unfortunately, that the African American community, our elected officials, don't really have to answer to us. But there are other communities, namely the Jewish community, the Chinese community. These elected officials do have to answer to these communities, and they do every day.
Yeah.
Well, I know Obama wanted to answer. He tried to answer to the African-American needs, but he was met with a lot of roadblocks. And I feel like Donald Trump and anyone supporting Donald Trump will most definitely try to cut our Social Security, money that we have worked for. They're going to cut our health insurance. If you are not rich, you might as well jump off a bridge and die, because they are looking to get rid of us.
I have to push back on that a little bit, because Trump is actually more moderate than people give him credit for. He's actually talked about maintaining Social Security, but what it could have been confusing, because literally all the other Republicans did not have that stance, and that's why a lot of people actually think Trump, you know, really has voted Democrat or support Democratic candidates. A lot of people say he supported Hillary Clinton, that he supported Bill Clinton, but he's more moderate than people give him credit for. And I've said this for a while. I don't really mind his policies as much as I mind his just how he is socially, how he ignores different marginalized groups and doesn't allow them to have a voice within his campaign and within his messaging. But if you look at his policies, I mean, it's a lot more moderate than one would expect, because he actually has talked about expanding Social Security or certainly reinforcing it. And then even with his immigration policy, he talks about an open door. He talks about, we want to make sure that we can have more people able to come to the country legally, but he always goes a step further and puts his foot in his mouth and says something that's like, okay, dude, now you just, you know, we were kind of with you when you said this, but then you said this that you absolutely did not have to say, and actually contradicts your policy. You know, it's just, he's all over the place, which is why I don't know, Brittany, if I would want his counsel.
I believe he just said he was going to cut Social Security just last week.
Well, that's something new then, because, yeah, that's something new. That's a flip-flopper.
But what?
Because he was the one candidate that said he was going to reinforce Social Security in the Republican Party. And obviously that's usually a Democrat thing to say, but no, that he was early on his campaign, he said, absolutely, we're not going to do away with Social Security.
Oh, wow. I don't believe anything he said. I was just talking about his obviously his business acumen has got him out of paying millions of dollars. So maybe the government needs to figure out how to pay the American people millions of dollars and get out and get out of debt. How can they figure out how to do that? Was my
I agree with that 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's certainly figured out how to circumvent and, as he said, like Malika said, do good business. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I just think about all the people in our community that have been trapped by subprime lending, you know,
exactly.
Essentially being put into a perpetual cycle of debt and at a higher interest rate. You know, so not only are they being given mortgages at times where they really couldn't afford it, but at interest rates that they certainly can't afford, and now they're trapped in debt, and now you can't borrow any money. You know, so it's, you know, it's hook
that's
and sinker. You know, they get you into debt,
yeah.
And that's how gentrification starts. They get you into all this debt, and then they allow other people to come in, and once you're done with the foreclosure process, it allows people to come in and buy your property for cheaper than what you purchased it, and, you know, the gentrification continues. And it's happening in Evanston,
right.
And it's happening elsewhere. So I agree with you
as
far as that debt. I mean, it's the school loan debt is some of the worst debt. You know, the debt we accrue through housing. I mean, it's messing
crazy.
Our community up, a lot of communities up, you know, around the nation.
Sure. For sure.
Okay,
for sure.
Well, let's get our guest on. I know he's like, all right, bring me on, bring me on.
Maybe he can pick some winners right now.
maybe he can tell us what
he's feeling as far as with the national election. That would be interesting.
Oh, he told us already. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, we can go down ticket,
but,
too. We don't got to go national. We can go, yeah.
Right.
We can go local. We can go national. We can go Congress.
Backed by popular demand, renowned author, psychic, medical intuitive, we have him on the first Monday of every month, and our listeners really enjoy him. I mean, actually, they just sit and listen. It's like they're afraid to call in and get that reading because he is so spot on. I know he's been right for me on a lot of things. I know Brittany, he hit on some good stuff. I won't put it out there. For the
he
world
sure did.
Here.
I
got
talent.
Yes, yes. And Bobby, I can't wait to hear because I believe he said Bobby was going to be in Europe and having threesomes and things like that. And
I do remember that.
No, we threw in the threesomes part. He ain't say the threesomes. He said I'll be in Europe writing, doing some writing. We took it to the nasty level. I ain't going to put that on him.
He said you were in multiple relationships. Yes.
He said
yes,
he. I
yes,
think he said he couldn't see me in a long term relationship. He definitely said that. None long term.
But Mike is always spot on, and we absolutely love him and have a great deal of respect for him. So we want to respect his time this evening, and bring him on so he can do what he does. Hey, Mike.
Psychic Mike.
Hey, Malika.
Mike. Hi, Mike.
How's everything on the radio show there? Getting all ready to
everything
vote?
Everything is. I know who needs to win. I don't know, Mike. What's up?
Well,
how
you know,
doing, Mike?
I'm on YouTube.com where you put the name Mike Kurban in there, Kurban, and I already got 1,134 hits. It's March 10th on who's going to be the next president. And that's, I even told who was going to be the choices at the time, Cruz, Bernie Sanders, Hillary, and Donald, and even other people are running. And I said they have the chance. And I already ruled out Cruz. You listened to the show. I ruled out Sanders. And I said it would be Hillary, and it was going to be Donald Trump. And then I said Donald Trump would win. And now I look at this and the perspective on the chart as well as the psychic area. Now, Donald's chart does indicating that he is a natural leader. He was born a governor one way or another. And politics is second nature to him. know, a lot of people do criticize him about he doesn't know about politics. When you're in business, you're dealing with a lot of people, you're traveling, everything is politics. Let's put it that way. And he has good business sense. Yes, he abused other people in relationships in a past life, which means he probably can do it again, which he has in that area. So, so keep in mind. Now, he is a businessman, and I've heard Brittany there saying that him getting away without paying taxes. Well, first of all, I've been in business my entire life, and I haven't paid taxes for a long, long time. And the reason why you don't pay taxes, you deduct it. When you're in business, you take your loss. And that's how you beat the taxes. That's only if you know how to put that money in and take it as a loss. If you take a trip, you can deduct that. For example, if that's a business trip. There's a lot of things you can do. Now, business people do that. Now, yes, he is a smart guy on that. The average person, when they work for somebody else, yeah, they got to pay taxes, a lot of money, basically, and the Social Security and things in general. This is normal. But when you're in business, it's also normal to deduct taxes. Now, I believe Donald is getting a little ride here because if you look at what's been going on lately, all the way from the debate, and being media for 25 years and 13 years television, the most entertaining show on television in Chicago by Richard Oper, famous film critic at the movies. I had a fan club, everything. I was famous in Chicago. And annoying doing television as a producer, host, scriptwriter, editor, promoter, the whole shebang. They should have changed that mic 1, 2, 3, and they did not do that at the time. So I look at that, what's going on here, and then I look at other issues, what's been said during the debate. Then when you look at everything, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Who was the person who was given the questions was more for the Democrat in the first place. Now, CNN News, now if you look at the media, CNN News said that Hillary won by 70%, Donald by only 30%. But if you look at all the polls that is not run by CNN News, it shows Donald Trump run. So, you know, these are the things that people have to look at, not just what they hear. Look at the media side. Look at all the behind the scenes. Now, but I'm looking to also as a psychic and a numerologist. Now, judging from again, Donald Trump shows he would be a good leader. And as a psychic, Donald Trump is a really nice guy deep down that people may not seem to realize. He has a heart of gold, and I feel like he has helped many, many people. In the past, and sometimes doesn't even care if people know it or not. So I look at it that way. Then when I look at Hillary, when I look at her chart, shows she abused power in her last lifetime, and she's done it again in this lifetime. And she's a natural actress, and she's up there. Did you know Hillary is very, very sick? The public has to know that, and they do know that. She's even got a hole in the middle of her tongue. If you're in the health area, you know that's bad to have a hole in the middle of your tongue. In addition, she has a hard time standing up. People know that. And I have inside sources, you know, who are in the political arena, know that she's diabetic and she's got all these other problems, memorizing things and things in general. I can go on and on and on here. So there's a difference between a psychic, a numerologist, which I look at. Then I also look at media and my media resources that also tells me what's going on here. So I look at a double standard. Now, now the biggest factor, what most people don't seem to understand, is there's a war going on here. Can you imagine how many families, the spouse, or just living together are arguing about this, about Donald Trump and Hillary? Now, my wife believes Hillary is going to be the next president. I said, I really don't care. My job is to tell people what I see and also what I see with the chart, a double standard. So, and I say Donald Trump will be the president from a standpoint of numerology and a standpoint as a psychic. Now, Hillary Clinton from the medium side, honestly, I would not vote for Hillary because I looked at her past, what she's done. There's a lot of stuff on her, and all the way back to her husband, and what was it? There's a lot of dirtiness. So if you really look very deep and you go, oh my God, I gave up looking at even on YouTube what's from their past. So again, everybody has to make up their decision, but I feel if Donald doesn't win for any reason, it's because the system's been rigged on the votes, and he doesn't get in. But I can tell you this: if Hillary does get in as a psychic, we're already having problems with Russia. And I said, and I already told people in the future, our World War III is going to be with Russia. We already got problems now, indicating that there's almost like a minor thing going on here with the war. So if we get anything more, it's going to be really, really bad for the United States. And Russia will go to war with the United States. So that's my major concern. That means a lot of people are going to go. Let's put it this way here. So I look at the future. I just don't look at the present. And I look at who can govern. And I feel like Donald Trump is very good with other people, foreign affairs, and knowing how to negotiate because he wants to win. And it's just not from what he says. As a psychic, I pick up that's what he wants to do. So people right now are fighting each other. There's been people with signs on their yard that says Donald Trump, and the person has gone out there, and people went up to that person, beat the living crap out of the person just because they have a sign that says Donald Trump. You know, this is the violence that's going on here. Now, there's a lot of families having problems. They're disagreeing between Hillary and Donald Trump. This is a big factor that everybody needs to take into a factor here. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of divorces before this is all over. You're going to find a lot of people in the hospital one way or another. You know, this is the thing that the backlash that most people are not talking about of who's going to be the next president, what's going on with everybody. You have to look at a lot of factors. And if you're going to talk about, again, who's going to be the next president, let's be honest, do your homework. And I also have inside sources all the way down to Washington as media. But, again, like I said, the unexpected can happen. Even through charts or through the psychic, I have seen it before. And so but right now I'm still going to stick with Donald Trump only because of the chart and the psychic that as I see it here. Now, Hillary has used power before. Now, a lot of people say, hey, she should be in jail for with those emails and everything that has occurred and things in general. So, again, there's a lot of stuff that people need to look at, not just because she's a woman or she knows she's been in politics her entire life. Would you want to run a company? Now let's look at this. Would you want to run a company if somebody who's very sick can't even stand up? We can't even concentrate sometimes. Hillary, if you look at her health, is not good, and really shouldn't be allowed to run in the first place. But you know, she's an actress, which I said. If you listen to YouTube.com and what I said about her, she's like I'm a natural actor on stage. Otherwise, I wouldn't have you know all these awards from television to radio and things in general. I can adopt. I can be a chameleon. I can do whatever people want me to be, and so can Hillary. And so I give her a lot of credit for even to go this far. But there is a war going on here in the United States right now, and people shouldn't get too excited about it. You know, if they're going to vote, but don't go and hurt other people. That's a big factor because okay. This shows what's really going on here in the United States.
One thing I've always said is that I like that I like when people are genuine and authentic because if you disagree with them, at least you know why you're disagreeing with them or even how to disagree with them. And
right.
Again, I'm not saying I like Trump because I don't based on things he's done during the campaign. I think he's putting his foot in his mouth too many times and show that maybe he's not the person that can build consensus. But what I will say is Hillary is similar to Obama and me where you just really don't know what they truly, truly believe in and care about. And so I don't even know not only how to support you, but I don't even know how to to disagree with you. I just really have no real opinion on you because you're so set out in trying to appear perfect that you lose that human side of you that I'll be able to connect with. And that's just my, again, that's just my personal read on her. You know, again, I'm not saying Trump is, I've already ruled him out, but that's my issue with Hillary. And I think it's a lot of people's issue, which is why people are looking to either not vote or vote third party. And a ton of people will just vote for Hillary. I'm seeing more of that than anything, at least, just like you said, you look to the media. Most of the media that I see is in favor of Hillary. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see if she wins. If she doesn't win, I'd be really shocked at this point, based on how the media is covering it, social media, you know, as well as news publications and television, because it seems like she's going to win, you know.
Well, when you look into the –
But we wanted to take some – I know we wanted to take some callers, though, right? We're taking some callers?
Yeah,
let's
get some
callers. Not to cut you off, Mike.
Yeah, let's get some callers in. All right. Hi, caller. You have a question for Mike Urban? Area code 847, you have a question for Michael Kerbin?
I was told, I heard that Mike does psychic readings, and I've never done it before. Like, I've never actually partaken in a psychic reading before, but I'm kind of interesting to kind of see what his take is and, you know, what he can kind of evaluate about me. Not seeing me face-to-face, but, you know, what he can evaluate about me just by talking to me. So would he be able to do that during this, you know, kind of talk radio, you know, session?
Mike?
Yes. Okay, what's her first name?
Susie.
Judy?
Yeah, Susie.
Okay, Judy.
She said Susie.
Since we're also doing numerology. Susie?
Yeah, Susie. Yeah, hi.
Okay, how you doing, Susie? Say, Susie, what's your month and day of birth, only?
My month and date of birth?
Yeah, just your month and day, that's all.
August 17th.
August 17th, okay. So let's just take a look at here. And the good thing about always go back and listen to and hear the predictions I'm going to give you now if you don't want to remember them one way or another. Because I'm going to also look into the future for you. You've been doing a lot of thinking over your past 7 years for this year, for 2016. Look for October to be a little bit better month financially for you, which is this month. And then look for December. You start making changes. Now, the good news is next year is going to be one of your better years financially. In fact, one of your best years financially. There is some changes in your work, in your career, February, as well as November of 2018. So remember that. In June, you're going to be taking a trip of 2017. 3 years in the future, you got some major, major changes. Changes in your residential is going to be in May of that year, and changes in your career will be in July, and et cetera. So there's a lot of changes. But also, you can be very determined, very serious, good judge of character, your interest in psychology, astrology, things in general. On that area, you're not very happy right now, Susie. I'm going to tell you right now, in that aspect there, and you have to be very careful of your nervous system. You're going to probably will have to load up on some more vitamins and herbs, and probably look at calcium, magnesium for your central nervous system. Otherwise, you could have some problems with that in the near.
Thank you.
You don't forget hurt feelings when it comes into people that you love the most. It really hurts you the most too when somebody does you wrong. So keep this in mind, and you are a very good person that I see here. You care for
people,
maybe too much, you understand? And people use you and take advantage of you, and then you wonder what happened, and then you retreat. You want to be left alone from everybody, and it's like, can I trust anybody else now for the future? You're really, really cautious, and this is who you are right now here. So you'll be going through a lot this year on the emotional level. And the best time I see where you really start coming out of this will be around March of 2017. Opportunities also take a trip during that time period, and you feel a little bit happier. But and also, if you take care of your lower back, there's some issues with your lower back, your kidneys in March of 2017 bothering you. So when that does, you want to take some fennel tea, you want to take some vanillin tea or unsweetened cranberry juice that will help you. But always remember, you are a very caring person. You even hate to see anybody abuse an animal. It really bothers you if somebody tortures an animal or any. This is who you are.
You actually know all of this.
You're a very compassionate person. You're a natural healer. And so it's very important that you do not be around any form of negative people whatsoever. Otherwise, you're going to get very ill very quickly. So keep this in mind.
Thank you.
So, but anyways, now you're saying this is the first time you ever had a reading. Is that correct?
I've never had a reading, but, you know, Mike, it's pretty crazy how, you know, accurate, dead on accurate you are. Everything you actually said is very, very true about me. Having not met you before, having not seen you face to face, this is pretty accurate, pretty accurate about who I am. I can't see anything that is not actually accurate or factual.
This is why we love Psychic Mike Mondays. Mike is the best.
Definitely.
A lot of people don't seem to understand that I was born and raised in Chicago. Only they have the most entertaining.
Yeah.
And in addition, I read the Mayor of Chicago, Washington. Back then, I had all the photographs. I was in the front page news as a psychic. And then I went to New York. I was featured the #1 psychic in the United States back then when Washington was the mayor. So I've done a lot of things just from Chicago standpoint, not even from Las Vegas standpoint, with my own radio show and performing on the Strip and things in general. Now what I'm doing here, I'm always unique. I'm different than anybody else. I'm going to be getting a new website called MikeKerbanProductions.com. Just got the website today. I've had somebody start working on it. And in the website, it's not going to only be my school of metaphysics, because I've trained thousands of people in Chicago where anybody can learn to read in 1 hour. But I'm going to also have the first time ever an all-psychic entertainment agency going on stage. Everybody's a psychic, whether they're going to be singing, dancing, doing readings in the audience, comedy, you name it. It's all psychics, and they're going to be trained as psychics. And plus, I'm going on stage as Confucius. And as Confucius, I do all forms of readings really, really quickly here and to entertain people. So when that does happen, which is once I get the website up, I'll start marketing it. When that happens, I'll end up going into New York, traveling, maybe Chicago, Hollywood, things in general, to show people how fast anyone can do this. And you can do this, learn this. It's no big deal. But a lot of people are shocked in that area, like Susie was a little shocked. And you shouldn't be shocked, because everybody has these abilities. Anyone, if they want to step outside and read other people, can do it. No big deal. But, you know, you have to learn the concepts, too, behind all this. Mm. And this is actually all science, basically. So to a lot of people, it's like magic. You know, I can give you – you give me 4 numbers that pop your head, I'll tell everything about you. I do that on stage. Combination numbers are going to have the dating game service with Confucius. And combination numbers, I think I did some of that with you way in the past, you know, of shows. And I'm going to do palmistry, where a man can get an easy date with a woman, or a woman can get a car through palmistry or a house very easy. There's going to be face reading, what women do wrong through face reading. There's going to be crossing over. There's going to be medical intuitive. And, of course, and I'm going to show people how you can move things with your mind on stage. I'm going to put a dollar bill right on stage there and be away from 3 or 4 feet from it. And I'm going to aim an energy ball at it, and it's going to fall down. And I'm going to have people come on stage and show that they can do this too. They can move objects with their hands very easily and knock that dollar bill without even touching it.
Well, I'm signing up for that. I'm signing up for that. Let's get some more callers in here, Mike. Thank you so much, Susie. Keep tuning in and get in touch with Mike for a private session.
We appreciate
to learn more.
Your call.
Yes, yes. Okay, hi, caller. Area code 847. You have a question for Michael Kerbin?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, my question was, I'm having a very good relationship lately with my boyfriend. Everything's been great. I just want to see if it's still going to keep going that way.
Hey, what's your first name?
Alexandra.
Alexandra, okay. And your boyfriend's first name and his present age?
Stefan.
And how old is he right now?
He's
23. Well, okay. The only negative thing that I can see with him is that there's a part of him that loves himself. Let's put it this way. He has a little bit of an ego in that area. He's very confident. He knows what he wants, or he thinks he knows what he wants. He's thinking business in that area, and he has a proud nature. Now, which is very interesting, you want to know if this relationship is going to continue on. Well, he does care for you a lot, but underneath, whether you realize or not, there's some jealousy there, too, so beware of this. Jealousy is not a very good thing to have in any human being at times. And I do see with him at times that as time goes on, he may accuse you about certain things that maybe you didn't do, and that's going to offset you, and that you're going to get a little frustrated with him time to time period. So you're going to have what we call average emotional problems in a relationship because of that there. So it's not 100%, you know what I mean, but I'm just trying to show you here in that area. But also, too, has he talked about possibly doing some traveling pretty soon here or taking a trip? Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, he wants us to go on a trip. He can't travel right now, but he wants to plan a trip with us for next summer.
Correct, because he's been thinking of this. He wants to take a trip.
Yeah.
But I like him as a person because he has a proud nature. He doesn't really mean to want to hurt people in any shape or form. Sometimes he procrastinates on certain things, and he doesn't think he's procrastinating, but he is. So
yeah.
This is the type of person he is. So keep this in mind. And there's been times where, you know, you say the relationship is good, but there's been times where you haven't been that happy with him in the past. So I'm just trying to show you from time to time here, too. But in general, you asked me, will continue to go? Yeah, I feel like it will continue to go, the relationship, but just as long as you understand some of his points or you'll get frustrated with him, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to talk more than once to get things through his head, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I agree with that, so I'm going to have to do that more than once.
Ask if my mom can answer.
My mom wants to ask a question. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
My name is Erin, and I have a question about my business. Am I going to be better off moving more into my hypnotherapy and not my financial planning?
Okay, well, that's a very good question, as a matter of fact. Hypnotherapy will make you happy. See, now, there's a difference. Hypnotherapy will make you happy. If you do that, I will see three offices, not one, not two, but three. If you do that, and I can see you have a lot of people then working for you, and I see either tapes or CDs or something going on here, and I can also see that you would do and I call it traveling, not just traveling, international traveling, okay? And then you're going to be doing a lot of speaking engagements through some big companies, as I see here. And you don't think small. That's just it. You think big. And so you can make a lot of money if you want in that department. I feel like you want to include your family in this, in the business. And I see this will be a lot better on the emotional area, the financial planning. You know you're good in that area, but sometimes you're a little bit bored at the same time period. You feel like this is not your calling, even though it's been very good for you, been making good money over the years, so to speak here. But hypnotherapy is your calling, and you need to go to that now only because the money is there, and then you can expand, and then before you know it, you have three offices. And before you know it, you're just traveling and you're just talking to a lot of people. You love people, as a matter of fact. You love traveling. You love socializing. You're very good. You could be very good in political if you really wanted to even get into that area. But anytime you deal with the public, hey, you are in the political area one way or another. So keep this in mind. So your question again, yes, go with the hypnotherapy. I think this is a lot better. It's your calling. It's the financial planning. I feel like you've been doing it for years, and it's time that, hey, look, you can always go back and do a part-time, whatever you want to do, at least at this time period of your life. So, Mike, your question, go for hypnotherapy. And before you know it, by May of 2017, you're going to be more excited, and also there's going to be a lot of traveling in May of 2017, if that answers your question, Erin.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
You too. You take care now.
Thank you, caller. Okay, our lines are really lit up, Mike, but I know we're pressed for time, so let's just get a couple more callers in. And let me see, make sure I'm click on the same one. Okay, hold on. Hi, caller. You have a question for Michael Kerbin, area code 224. Area code 224,
yes.
You have a question? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, your name?
Kenneth.
Okay, Kenneth, and what is your question?
What do you see for me until the end of the year?
End of the year? Okay. Well, first of all, I want to caution you about your knees. You're having some problems with not just one knee, both knees here, okay? And also before the end of the year, you need to get either some eyeglasses or better eyeglasses or something. You will see an ophthalmologist in December, and because you're going to need that, especially if you're going to deal with people, you want to make some money, things in general. You're born to be in sales. You're a great talker. You know how to talk to people. And also, you're very interested in health or healthcare, such as if you wanted to sell vitamins or herbs or things in general. My suggestion is do that. Go to maybe a health food store, see if you want to either get a job there or work with them. You're good as a manager. This is where your talent lies, or again, you're good as a manager in health. This is what I see what you would be very good in, as I see here. A lot of times, though, there's a part of you where you want to take it easy because you want to be around family a lot. Family means absolutely the most for you. So keep this in mind. And also, when it comes to the holidays, you like to enjoy your holidays in that area. You don't like people who do not take advice. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't like that. And once you talk to them and talk to them, and they're very stubborn about this, will upset you a little bit. So watch that, okay? That's only a minor thing that I can see here that could stop you from being successful as much as you want in that department. And also, too, Ken, you love traveling, okay? You want to travel. Have you been thinking about maybe possibly going down south for the winter? I mean, just for a little tiny short vacation, like Florida or anything. Have you ever been thinking about that yet?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like there's that opportunity that you will go south to Florida, not by yourself, but with a few other people, as I'm seeing here, probably within the next 4 or 6 months, the maximum, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then
do you see any money, lately, like recently coming to me?
Money is, okay, and you need to take care of those knees or health.
I know, yeah.
Okay, and your eyes, that's another issue here, too. And to be honest with you, Ken, there's times where you want to make a lot of money, but then you don't want to put all the effort into it. This is the problem.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to put all the effort into it, don't expect a lot of money. You'll see some money trickling in. It's not enough for what you want. But this is going to be a major problem for you for to the rest of this year as well as 2017. And I believe you're more up in age as I pick up here, and you only want to work part-time anyways, Ken. You don't want to kill yourself. You want to enjoy life, basically. You love socializing. You love talking to people. This is your nature, but you don't want to kill yourself no more. You worked hard in the past. Let's put it this way. You're also very good as a handyman. I mean, you can fix up a house or do things really, really good. You're really good
at
that.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So keep this in mind, your talents that you have. But, the most important thing to you right now is your family. You're looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas, by the way, because this is who you are, as I'm seeing here. But you're getting very tired of people who you do help, whether it's friends. You're going to be eliminating friends you know, over the next 16 months, because you don't want to waste your time anymore. You help these people, they don't care, and so this is, you've changed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here, Ken? You've changed.
Yes,
over.
Yes, uh-huh.
You're not the same person no more. And because of this, you're going to be more of a private person. And so this goes back to the financial. So when we look at the financial, there's certain people, you know, you have to deal with them. You have to have the patience if you want their business. And part of you don't want that no more, okay? So that's why it says for you, any form of business for you, and I told you what the type of business, it can only be part-time. It cannot be full-time because you cannot handle it no more. You just don't want negative people because you're very smart. You have a scientific mind. You like computers. This is the type of person you are too. Yeah, you can be very detailed concerned in what you do. And a lot of people may not be able to see that. They just see that you're a nice person. You're a good talker, very sociable, and very generous at times, as I'm seeing here. But they don't see that real scientific side of you from time to time. Does that make sense to you, Ken?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Okay, so I do see some money, but not the amount of money that you're going to get. And I see like November, some more money coming
November,
in November.
Okay.
So
okay.
Keep this. Just hang in there.
Thank
Ken.
You so very much. Thank you.
Okay, you take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kenneth, for your question. Let's just get one more caller in. We're like really lit up tonight. Hi, caller. You have a question for Mike, area code 847.
Hi, Psychic Mike.
Hi.
This is Mia. And my question
Hi,
to you
Mia.
Is,
what's your question?
Hey, is there anything I can do physically or emotionally to strengthen my thyroid?
Okay, you strengthen your thyroid. Okay. Well, first of all, a lot of it's also not just physical, but it's emotional. So I just want you to understand that, especially if you're around people or you can't express yourself properly with loved ones. Let's put it this way. It affects the thyroid right off bat in that area. So you need to strengthen the emotional level. And if people don't understand you, or don't look for their approval. This is what I'm saying on the emotional level. Just do what you think is best for yourself. And sometimes you can't reach people. You can't talk to them proper. Fine. Let them go their way. Don't worry about it anymore. That'll take some of the stress off your thyroid because this is where some of the issues are causing this right now here. But, you know, kelp, K-E-L-P, tablets, your thyroid, licorice tea, liquid calcium, magnesium will help it. Now, like kelp, for example, it helps with iodine and all that, but it's got a rich source of calcium. So that's why when you take liquid calcium magnesium, it will help the thyroid right off bat, as I'm seeing here. There's times, too, there's times where you may get very exhausted, very tired, as I'm seeing here. And there's times where you do have energy, but when you do get exhausted, and it's because you put in too much emotional energy, whether it's into a project, whether it's into a relationship. If you feel like you're getting yourself upset for any reason in any department, just back off, take time out for yourself, go watch a movie, do something that you like in that department. Also, you want to increase energy in your system. When you increase energy in your system, it will help the thyroid right off bat. And how you increase energy in your system is through deep breathing. And what you do while you're standing up, you're going to inhale, and then you're going to bend over your head close to your knees. You're going to hold your breath on the count of three mentally, one, two, three. Once you do that, you're going to exhale through your mouth and slowly bring your head back up. You're going to get, in fact, oxygen is so powerful, it's going to make you very dizzy. So that's why you want to hold on to a bedpost, something, and do that many, many times. And not only will you get lots of energy, it'll help clear out your eyes, it'll help your thyroid to a certain degree. And another thing you may want to do is call like a spiritual healing on yourself. And what you do is very simple. You're going to increase healing energy in your hands by 100 times, 100 times. Where you won't never ever need to see a healer, and most healers can't even do that. Increase that energy 100 times, and very simple process. You get some massage oil, any type of massage oil, doesn't really matter. Okay, you're gonna take your left palm, you're gonna put it straight out in front of you, flat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you're gonna take your right palm, and of course you got the oil on some of the palm there. Okay, on the left palm, then you're gonna take your right palm, and you're going to place against your left palm, and the only hand that moves in a circular form will be the right hand, real, real fast against the left palm, and you're going to, mm-hmm. for not 2 minutes maximum, okay? And you're going to visualize the color green. Green is the color of healing. Now your hands are going to create a really strong heat, and then you're going to immediately place it right on your throat area by the thyroid. And then what you're going to do there is you're going to visualize green coming out of your hands and do this for not more than 2 minutes. And then you can redo it again through the palm, the right hand, the right palm, the left palm out, and the right palm against the left palm in the circular form, and redo it. And you can do that in any part of your body, and you can heal any part of your body. And once you do that, you're going to say, oh, my God, this is the best thing I ever did. If you do that for friends, they're going to be running to you thinking you're the greatest healer of all time. So you'll be able to heal that with no problem if you do it that way. You increase the healing energy in your hands by 100 times. So keep this in mind in that department. Take the kelp, take some licorice tea, stay away from negative people on the emotional level, do the deep breathing, get that energy moving, so to speak, there, and then you're going to be fine. Okay, then answer your
question. Wow. That does. Thank you. It's fascinating because I do massage for a living. So thank you.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, you're
welcome. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Psychic Mike. Psychic Mike Monday.
Psychic Mike.
We love it.
Thank you so much for your question, caller.
Thank you for calling.
Callers out there, be sure to get in touch with Mike and get private readings with him. AngelsOnWheels.net. You can reach out to them and get an actual private reading over the phone or in person if you're in Texas. But go ahead, Brittany. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I had one question, but do we have time for my question?
Sure, go right ahead, Brittany.
Yes.
What's your question?
Yes.
Okay, Mike. I have a financial issue. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do about it. Should I invest in this? Because it's really investing in myself. Should I figure out how to get this money together and do what I want to do?
The timing's not right. I don't feel like the timing's not right. Because part of you really doesn't want to do it, okay? That's what I'm saying. You have to have it on the emotional level, the mental level, the spiritual as well as the physical, that you really want this to happen. And there's a part of you that says, I don't know if it's going to work, if I really want to go through this, if I want to invest all the time, the work in that. Well, if you're going to continue to doubt yourself, this is going to cause problems as time goes on here. Because anytime you go and invest into anything, you got to have everything together. And then you got to figure out every little detail. And then there's responsibility into it, regardless. Anytime you invest any form of even money, your time, and then you got to remember that this is not just one small time period here. Right? It's a continuous thing, and part of you you've been thinking of this for a while, but on the other hand, I don't feel like it's 100% energy. Now we're also going to look at your month. What's going to be your month and day of birth here, Brittany? We want to see how that clarifies it.
August 3rd.
August 3rd, so let's take a look here. This is October. No, this is, if anything, you should have done things in August, okay? That's when you should have done things in that area. Because by December, you're going to be taking a trip, by the way. I just wanted to let you know that. And in November, you're going to work hard trying to get organized. Next year, you're going to get out there and meet a lot of people. Your best time period financially will be May of 2017, but when you hit next year, we're looking here into July. Major changes happening for you. Now, you could, if you want, early next year, you could probably set out that goal to investments and things in general, but just remember one thing. It's a time to get out there and meet a lot of people. It's not a time period to sit back. As part of you in procrastinating in some areas, who's sitting back in that area. Anytime you do business or investments, whatnot, you got to put yourself sometimes out on a limb, and knowing that you could take losses in any shape or form, and can you rebound if this does happen? Part of you sometimes I feel it may not rebound 100%. That's the only reason I'm saying no right now. But next year, you can if you want as early as January or February, and then watch things start moving for you. Or you can wait till July. Always remember, when you hit a new cycle, that's the best time to start anything new. And you missed this new cycle, and that was back in August. Next time it hits again, it won't be until July of 2017. This doesn't mean that you should not do it, not now, but you can do it if you want after January, as I would say, at the present time period. If that makes any sense to you, Brittany.
Well, a little bit, but now I'm not sure which thing it is now. So that's so funny that you say that, because I was thinking of, like, one particular thing, but you brought up like two or three other things I was thinking about. So now I'm not even sure. I need to have a private reading, Mike. That's all. That's just
okay.
That's just it. So I'm gonna have to email you about that, because now I'm confused.
Okay, well, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I know, Mike. That's what you know. I'll be calling you this week. Cause...
Okay, sounds good, Brittany.
Sounds okay, very great. Good. I'm excited. Oh, we love Psychic Mike Mondays. That's just my thing.
Yes, we do.
Bobby,
did
Bobby,
you have
you
a
right over there
for Mike? We gotta let Mike go.
I'm probably all I, you know, at this point, I'm like, what can I do to improve my health? I think I'm in that point of my life. Anything to improve the health, you know.
Well,
I'm
improve your health. I think for anyone, that's not true, Bobby. The way to improve anybody's health in reality is through some fasting. If people don't want to do the regular, you know, cayenne pepper, maple syrup, or a honey lemon juice and the still water, whatever, I would always suggest if fruit fast would be great for the summertime. In the summertime, just about over, whether it's on grapes or watermelon, because grapes will even cure cancer, as they say, because that's how strong it is. Watermelon has a lot of potassium, cleans out a lot of the impurities of the system. Because the winter is coming, my suggestion, because you need vitamins and minerals in the system if you're going to be working, you're going to deal with the public, go on a vegetable juice fasting program, clean out the system, and you still have your minerals to deal with the public where you won't get really ill or sick. And the way you do that, you get a vegetable juicer, you get some beets. Beets enrich the blood. Carrot spinach helps the eyes. Cucumbers, celery will help the kidneys. Red cabbage will help the stomach. By the way, red cabbage can actually even cure an ulcer. That's the only vegetable that can do that, but it has to be juiced and the darker color, not the green color. And so when you juice 1/3 in a gallon glass and 2/3 is still water, then you cap it, shake it up, refrigerate it because you want those live enzymes, and just drink it maybe one day. Try 24 hours without eating anything. And if you can't, go 3 days, 7 days. Some people I know can go 30, 60 days with no problem. Why? Because there's a lot of vitamins and minerals in it. And then what happens is you get all the – it's like a tune-up in a car. Your car is full of junk, and they put this stuff in there to clean it out, and all that smoke comes out to the tailpipe, and then they change the oil and the filter and the gas line and filter and things in general. All this is, when it's changed, is clean. What you're doing, the same thing with your body. You're cleaning out the system is what you're doing. And then you have more energy. You can deal with people. And because toxins build up. You know, if people have cancer, I'm sorry, you can say, I'm going to have an operation. I'm going to take out this gallbladder. I'm going to take out this organ, and I'm going to be well. No. Toxins are still in the body, and cancer will eventually go into another part of the body. The way to remove it is through the vegetable juice fasting. It cleans out the live enzymes, goes on the walls, cleans out the calcium deposits, cleans out a lot of the heavy-duty chemicals. Very, very important. Now, I also wanted to always tell you, Bobby, or anybody, that there's no way you can get cancer if you have an alkaline state. And the way you get alkaline state, take a teaspoon of baking soda, glass of still water, mix it up, drink it once a day, and your body will say alkaline. And if you got gas, acid in your stomach after eating a greasy dinner, take that. It'll go away. So always keep this in mind. So if you want your health is your wealth, Bobby. I would suggest try doing that at the beginning, and then you see a big, big difference. Otherwise, it'll build up. You get tired, sick. Why would you want to pay $10,000 or more to a doctor when you can do it for money and have less pain. Less pain. Sure, when you detox, you have a low pain at the beginning because it's pulling off the nerves, getting all that garbage out of your system. But then later on, oh, you feel great. But I always keep this in mind. So that's what I would highly recommend, not only for you, Bobby, for anybody listening to the radio show. Clean out your system. Improve your health. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. You are awesome. We absolutely love you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We look forward to you being back on first Monday of November. Thank you so much, Michael.
You take care, Malika, Bobby, and Brittany. Talk to you next
take
time.
Take care. Talk
Bye.
To you soon. Bye.
I love Mike.
Yes. Brittany, you better call and get that private read. I'm like, what is going on with Brittany? You better call
him. What are you telling? I said what was going on. I was like, wait a minute. Anyway. Like, I need to call you. Right?
Yes,
he was
yes,
talking about some
yes.
other. It's so funny. Like, you can be thinking about, like, two or three different things. And he's like, mm-hmm. No. And I'm like, wait, which one is he talking about? So, yeah, I get it.
Well, yeah. let us know after you get in. Let us know how it went, because that's how it is. I was like, what is going on with Brittany? What's happening?
Look, you know, I've been – well, I've talked to you about some stuff, but it wasn't really financial. So I'm like, what – stuff is he exactly referring to? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea right now. Because it's so much out here that I have been discussing, just not with everybody, but with a couple people, but it's different things. So now I'm confused.
Okay. All right. We'll yeah. call and find out what it is. Before we end, I wanted to promote two major events going on in Evanston. October 9th is a big event, art event at Kurt's Cafe right there on Dempster and Dodge. That's October 9th with Evanston artist Fran Joy. She's got a nice display going up at Kurt's Cafe, and it's going to be a nice event October 9th. And then October 19th, Shorefront Legacy with Dino Robinson, Penelope Sachs. Penelope will be a guest on the show this month, actually, to give us some more info on this amazing event where it's going to be just people coming together in Evanston and have an open dialogue about diversity and racism and you know, just the race relations in Evanston. So, you know, it's always important to keep that conversation going and learning more and more about what's actually taking place with people that don't look like you in your community. What's happening? What are they feeling? What are they going through? So that's going to be a very intriguing event October 19th. So look out for that, and again, we'll be having Penelope Sachs on this month. We've had Dino Robinson on. You guys can go back in the archives and listen to that awesome interview. And that's about those are two things that I know that are going up that people are really looking forward to in Evanston. And what you guys got going on? Bobby, Bridget?
Nothing much. I'm a working.
Well, apparently
progress.
You got a lot going on, according to Mike.
According to Mike, I have like 10 things that I don't know about that I should say no to. Apparently, so
you got a time.
Other than that,
you got a time to write. Right.
Other than that,
and Bobby,
you
always on the go.
Yes, Bobby, where you at?
Is Bobby still
what
there?
What happened? I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Bobby, you still
okay?
Can you hear me?
You still there?
Yeah.
Yes,
now
we
can.
Yes, we can hear.
Am I here? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I would say the only thing I would say is early voting has started. You actually can vote for presidential candidates already, yeah. So if your mind is made up, go in and vote. Make sure that your vote is counted. It's important. And, yeah, that's about it. You know, some of those community events Malika named, I'll be attending. So I probably would have shouted them out as well. So, yeah, go to those events, support those organizations financially and volunteer or however you can support.
Right.
Yeah.
And vote, everybody.
Definitely
vote. And we've got quite a few people running for alderman. Let's see, we got Cicely Fleming, we've got Robin Simmons, Carolyn Dykes Murray, lot of powerful women running for alderman.
Right.
And
love it.
Absolutely.
That's gonna be interesting. Quite interesting. All right.
It's going to be very interesting, Brittany. And I would shout out a few pages too. As we're while we're at that, you know, you have my political campaign, power campaigns. We're going to be doing a lot of just posting about local candidates. Although I have local clients, the power campaign's website is not going to be partisan at all. It's not going to be picking favorites. It's going to be about really just informing the public about all the candidates, about all the issues primarily, not even candidates, but just some of the issues that I've heard in the past 3 years as I've been preparing for this election, things around town. And there's actually a hashtag around E-Town. I want to be kicking that off soon. And I really just want to hear from everybody else. I feel like a lot of times in these election cycles, we hear from the usuals. We hear from, like, the political incumbents. We hear from, you know, the directors and different organizations, executive directors and whatnot. But there's so many people. There's 75,000 people living in Evanston. I want to try to get the people that aren't coming to the city council meetings or aren't necessarily messaging their aldermen. I want to hear what they feel. And so, again, contact me through Powering Campaigns. We're trying to engage folks that, you know, for whatever reason have, you know, kind of given up on the political process, who aren't paying attention. People who may vote, but they just, you know, they kind of stay out of it. I want to know how you feel about Evanston. What do you feel we can do to move the community forward?
Cool.
All right. That is
well,
major important.
As always, it's been a pleasure. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yes, indeed. No, I said that's about it, but yes, indeed.
That's about it. That's a lot.
That was a lot. I got more. There's more where that came from, so.
I'm sure.
And we're going on. Where's Lonnie? I hope Lonnie is good. We missed him today. So hopefully all is well with Lonnie Wilson.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey,
we
Lonnie.
Follow back up and see what's going on with Mr. Wilson. You know, he'd be fire and rage on Facebook, so.
he's probably tired, huh?
Going off on somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Fighting the good fight. All right, Brittany, take us on out.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Bobby, Malika, it's always a pleasure. Be
always.
Safe out there, listeners. Tune in every Monday at 7:30. This is the 30 Plus. What the fuck, man?
I'm the baddest, and baddest chick that you ever known. Straight dust on my foes, like Caspi licking my toes. Oh, got it backed up, only sex one thing stacked up. Top that, we in the bed, play drop that. Ain't nothing free, hope you got that. Go twist down, now pop that. Can you rock that? Let me top that. Got the pearl tongue, but rock that. Y'all size me, all eyes on me. Let you down easy, like the Ivy League. Any dope rappers keep trying me. On GP, cause I'm DP. Many y'all brought here to see me. You do. Please don't be shy. Pray for him. that money, trying to get high. Trying to open up and then open up my knees wide. Full play from the first to fourth day. Pulling down piece of my off day. Chinchilla makes some more rain. And they all